This is the world broadcast of Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad.
Woodstock. You remember Woodstock? Freedom for freedom's sake. No principled freedom. Not freedom with a principle. Freedom for freedom's sake. A degenerated liberalism. Degenerated liberalism. A degenerated freedom. Permissiveness. Do as you please. Do whatever your impulse bid you to do. Your body is yours. Your mind is yours. You owe nobody anything. But you do with your own body is your business. Smoke them up, smart them up, shoot them up. It's your body. Have a baby at 13. It's your body. Take contraceptives at 13. It's your body. Take your mother to court if she interferes with you. It's your body. I'm happy to be a believer in God. I'm happy to be a believer in the one Lord and Creator over everything. I'm happy to be a Muslim. I'm happy that I have chosen to follow a lifestyle that God gave me, not the world. The lifestyle of Muhammad, the Sunnah of Muhammad, the Prophet, peace and the blessings be on him. I want to live like he lived, not like these worldly heroes live. No. I don't want to live like the celebrities of the world. I don't want to live like Hollywood stars. I want to live like Muhammad lived. I want to live free. There a man, peace and the blessings of Allah be upon him, braves the wrath of the majority Meccans who were idol worshippers, braved their wrath, survived their boycotting him and his few followers, suffered for 10 to 11 years before he could establish hardly anything as a society. But eventually in Medina, upon invitation of people of Medina, he went there and was able to establish a Muslim society. That man became great leader. In fact, the ideal leader, the ideal man, the complete and perfect man that God wants on this earth. He became leader of the work project to build the first mosque. And he himself went, got bricks, dug, and picked up the bricks and placed the bricks and worked right along with the men, the common men, in the construction, for the construction of the first mosque. That same man set over the top people, the top minds and learned ones in his company and his companions, among his companions, of his companions, in his society, and decided matters for them and gave them direction and instructions from God, and also instructions from his own logic, his own reasoning, in the light of what God had revealed to him. Great instructor, great ruler, same man over He was the overseer of governmental affairs. The regulation of the economy and everything else. Oh, yes. In accordance with what God had revealed. Same man. Same man, when war came, he got on his horse or on his feet and he walked the battle with his men. And he risked his own mortal body in the heat of war, just like the other men, Muhammad the Prophet. The same man had no entourage, no elite honor guard. Same man slept on a very thin mattress that you can't even call a mattress, just a skin, like the poorest man of his day. Same man was seen sweeping the floors for his wife. Same man was seen going to the store to get his own milk, to get his own bread, to get his own fruit from the market, just like all other common men. Same man. In a terrible, dangerous time, he had the faith in God that God sees me, God sees my enemies. I was born to live free. I will live no other way. Great man. Most of us, we can't even get a simple job like locking up the NestJet without asking for a security to go with you. Want some extra thing, got to give you extra supplies. A title, big title. You got to have your entourage.
So this idea, this doctrine, that believes all governments to be corrupt, to be bad, to be wrong, says that earth, that man on earth will not come into the ideal state until there are no governments. It's being sold to the people all the time. They're not saying, will you become an anarchist? But they're feeding you with influences that are making you become anarchists. Children think it's wrong for them to accept authority in their parents. They think authority is mean, it's bad. Not being nice to me. Go take the leaves off the grass. Go cut the grass. Are you asking me or telling me? Do I have to do it now, or can I do it later? They got to have some say-so in the matter. Just can't go and do it. Got to have some words with you. So, no, I want it done now. Why? Because it looks bad out there. That's your opinion. Now, who's that talking to me? That's Gog or Magog. That's the instrument of Satan talking to me. I didn't raise my child to talk to me that way. I didn't ask the society for that kind of child. Satan gave us those children.
they'll tell you, are you following Wallace D. Muhammad? You say, yes. We've had enough leaders. That's what's wrong with us now. Leaders. We don't need any leaders. So they're inviting you to come. Magog. Join the headless order. Those that don't believe in having any head. So Satan is planning for the camp of the oppressed. Oh, mister, this is 1986. Almost 1987. This is not the 60s anymore. We are not oppressed. You're more oppressed now than you were in the 60s. Your future is bleak, more bleak now than it was in the 60s. We have less dignity as communities now than we had in the 60s. We have less respect as people in America and in the world. We have less now than we had in the 60s. In the 60s, there were three African nations admiring us from Africa. China was admiring us from China. I've been in those places recently. They don't admire us anymore. They don't admire us anymore because we are leaderless. The media makes leaders for us who are nothing but sham. And we are too afraid in 2 weeks. We're afraid that we're going to lose welfare security. Afraid we're going to lose patronage benefits. Yes, I know it. I know the state. Too afraid to brave the wrath of Pharaoh. If you believe in Allah, if you're a true Muslim, you don't fear a man. You don't fear people. You fear Allah. And when it comes to making the right decision, you make the decision that pleases Allah, not the decision that makes you look good or keeps you in the favor of Pharaoh or the oppressive forces. Now, in concluding this, let me bring to mind another expression in religion that is very common. Son of man. Satan's target is the Son of Man. He's aiming at the Son of Man. He wants to destroy the Son of Man. If he can't destroy him, at least he wants to make him of no consequence. He wants to crucify him, tie up his forces, arrest him. Huh? Arrest his energy. Arrest his forces and throw him if he can't kill him outright. Huh? Yes! The Son of Man. The Son of Man. What is the sign of the solar system? The boss, the head, the leader, the ruler, the nucleus for the government, we call the solar system. Huh? That's what the sun is. It's the nucleus for the government we call the solar system. He wants to destroy your nucleus for your government, for your system. He wants to destroy the Son of Man in you. He wants to rob you of your rightful possession, the government of the individual. Satan knows that if man can ever
be left at peace long enough, he will come into his own. But if Satan can keep him in conflict, if Satan can keep him at war within himself, Satan knows he will never develop to his potential. You need a moment of peace to get yourself together. Allah says in creating man, what does he say? That he created man from a small life germ. But first an emission of water, a watery fluid. And he caused it to be placed in a place of rest. Huh? And he caused it to be placed in a place of rest. And there in that place of rest becomes a clot, a fetus lump, and goes on to reach its full potential. But first it needs a place of rest. Satan's war in these last years here in America, Satan's war has been upon the sanctuary. Takes his forces of Gog and Magog loose. And he attacked the very sacred thing that this society used to defend. Oh, yes. They have movies now where they make God a joke. Not only they used to make the priest a joke, that it came, it went further, they made make God even a joke. Make the Blessed Mary a joke. Make the mosque a joke. Make the church a joke. So hardly ever you see them play with the synagogue. But they play with the church. They make the mosque a joke. Have movies about demons and the crazy stuff. And the Adhan in the background. Crazy preacher, crazy imam. He knows that if he leaves us at rest long enough, life will come and act in the body, the life that God intends. And you will have in you a spirit, a driving force, to wake you up out of your laziness, to wake you up out of your fear, to wake you up from your intimidation, to wake you up from your ignorance, to get up. You were born to be a government. You will hate disorder in your life. You will hate a cluttered and messy environment. You will get up even though you're tired and your eyes can hardly stay open. You'll get up and say, hell, I can't sleep until I put these things in their proper places and clean up this mess. The government will return to your body if they will just let you be at rest for a little while with your Lord. They know that. The devil and his host I'm talking about. And he knows that once that spirit of achieving government, once it's turned on, once it comes into your body, it ain't long before you're going to shape your environment so it will agree with that spirit. And if you can shape your environment to agree with that spirit, you will gain honor, reputation, good reputation, honor, good reputation, authority. Respect. Power. Well, after all, what is power? Power is a word that escapes us until we nail it down. Material power. Now we got it nailed down. Moral power. Now we're nailing it down. spiritual power. Now we nailed it down. Huh? The power of wisdom. The power of discipline. The power of government. Now we nailed it down. When I went to China, God blessed me with what I considered to be an inspiration. And I told the Chinese host who got into a conversation with us, kind of philosophical conversation, on just what everything is all about. And I told him that I feel that the most important destiny for man is government. Government. God created us to come into government. And here we are fighting government. Fighting government in America. Fighting government in the home. Fighting government in the masjid. Fighting government on the job. Anarchists. And while we are fighting government, the other party of Satan over there building, regimenting, recruiting for regimentation. We are disorienting, he's orienting. The Son of Man. Yes, the passion for obedience. Obedience to God. The passion for obedience to God is nothing but an expression of that spirit and desire in us for the idea of government. The idea of government in our own individual life and in the society. That's why God says in the Holy Quran, in our holy book, that the that your death and resurrection is as the death and resurrection of one man. Can less than what he does. Your life and your resurrection, your life and your death and resurrection is as one man, one person. What's that one person? Government of the individual. When government dies in you, you're dead. When government is resurrected in you, you are resurrected. When you have a sense in you for government, you have the life. When you have no sense in you for government, you have death. Simple as that. I don't care how much you know. I don't care how much you love to work. I don't care how much you like to create. You're creating as a dead person. If you don't have an appreciation for discipline in your life, for government in your life, if you don't have a sense of wholeness to yourself, you got to have a sense of wholeness in yourself. What did Jesus say when he blessed people? When he blessed them to be healed by the power of God, not by his own. What did he say? Go on, you have been made whole. To be healed is to be made whole, then, according to the gospel. To be healed is to be made whole. And you're not whole until you have a sense of government in your life. And you become responsible for that government in your life. That'll make you dutiful. That'll give you the power to endure hardship, disappointment, setback, failed expectations, etc., etc. Most of the African Americans, we can't survive setbacks of a turning administration, a changing administration in the White House, in Washington. That changed from favoring us to disfavoring us. Huh? Most of us can't survive it. Why we can't survive it? Because we have no life of our own. Our life is totally depending on circumstances outside of us. So when those circumstances look bad, we have no more hope. No other people are in that precarious situation? No. The Asians come over here, they're not depending on an administration in the White House to keep them with hope. The Jew has been here for centuries, for at least a couple of centuries. They came over here when the first people came. They were over. They came. Few Jews came with the first people that came over here. And they've been over here all this time, and they haven't turned to the White House for hope. The Jew doesn't lose his spirit. He doesn't become spiritless just because change is in the White House. He tried to get on top of things. He tried to get in control of things so he will know that the White House will be at his service. He ain't depending on no emotional favor. Emotional intrigue. Or if I make enough emotion, I get excited enough emotionally, I'll be heard. You sing your tongue out now, nobody here. You pray your tongue out, nobody here. You holler and scream and make a lot of noise, nobody's hearing. Everybody passing you by like there's a vacuum between you and them. It's like a vacuum, you know, it got you cut off, ain't even no airways between you and them. Something has to be done. You have to stop depending on this world. Why I'm talking to you like that? You know why I talk to African-American people like that? See, a couple of non-African-Americans, they left. Because this is not specifically for them. This is specifically for you. I don't mind them leaving. In fact, I'm glad to see them. Go out and take a break. But this is for you. That's why I talk to you like that. Because whether you want to recognize it or not, I don't care if you have a PhD in science, PhD in political science, PhD in economics, PhD in whatever, social studies or whatever, education. I don't care what kind of degrees you have. If you're an African American, you have never come into your own unless you have come by the route that I'm presenting right now. And you know how come I know that? I know it because if any of us had taken, you know, Marcus Garvey was a great man. A great man. I don't take anything from him. Frederick Douglass was a great man. They had the spirit of life. Yes, they did. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a great man. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad had the spirit of life. What is the spirit of life? The spirit of government. Marcus Garvey would not be satisfied because he wanted to see all black people have a sense of government. Frederick Douglass, he couldn't be satisfied until the African-American person had the same access to government that the white man had. Huh? They had the spirit of life. They had a sense of government. Government of the individual. Those men would not die because circumstances change in the White House. America has slipped from number one spot to about number four or five now among leading nations and leading industrial nations of the earth. Since he died. That hasn't been long. That was 1975. February 1975. Since February 1975, America has slipped from number one spot as an industrial nation, leading industrial nation, to I think now number four, number five. Its dollar has fallen. The yen, the German dollar, Brazil now I think has a better dollar than America. If I'm not mistaken, it's one of those South American countries. It might not be Brazil. I think it's Brazil. A nation that they used to talk about helping. It was pitiful just a few years ago. Now it doesn't come around.
got itself together, competing with America in certain areas. Country we used to laugh at. Called them Saudi Arabians, they ain't got nothing to stand. Now it's exporting wheat to other countries. Saudi Arabia got more than enough wheat for itself and ain't got nothing to stand. Where they're already raising all that wheat, that they can raise enough wheat for all the Saudi Arabians on in that sand, and then have enough to ship to other places. And you perhaps recently have...
You've been listening to Imam Warif Dean Muhammad.